That's probably a bit loud, but we're live. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. And nearly a month. Wow, that's a long time, man. I don't think I've gone that long. Wait, I think I did. I done one episode where it was a month or two, and that was like the second episode, but cut me a bit there. I haven't done it in a month or so. I've been, gonna be honest, haven't really been feeling the best, and I'm starting to feel a little bit better now, so I'm just happy to be doing the podcast. I've actually got, every time I see some people, they literally go to me, "Eric, what about podcast?" And they, at first I thought they were messing, but then they just kept continuously saying it, and then I heard people talking about it in my school, and then someone in my class came up to me and he goes to me, "You better not stop doing your podcast." Two people did. His name was Nathan and Calvin. I was like, I have to bang you on an episode, man, because I really like doing this and it's fun, and it's not even just even a thing where I was like, oh, I have to do this now, but I really think, like, in a way, I think I should have done an episode when I wasn't feeling the best either, because I could use this to just talk, because I don't talk to anybody about anything. It's not to say I can't talk to anybody about it, but I feel too awkward talking about shit like that, so I just keep things to myself a lot. But I mean, not to say to anybody who doesn't, but I'm going to get back to things like that in a little bit. But first off, I do have a few things I'd like to talk about. Cold War. Everyone, boys and girls, go out and buy Call of Duty Cold War. Hold off the PS5 for a few. Just go out and buy Cold War. It is literally probably one of the best Call of Duty games I think I've played. Like, I'm not saying it's the best one I've played, but it's definitely up there with the best ones I've played so far. The game is only out, 2 weeks now. But as long as they keep it the way it is and they don't fuck it up, it will be a great game. It is a great game right now. Sure, at the start of it, there was a few shitty things with it, where it would, actually, yesterday, I did have a problem with it. It crashed on me twice. I was playing yesterday, and it crashed on me twice. I was in the middle of a zombie game with my mate Nathan, and we were on, round, 15 or something like that, and the thing just crashed on us, and I was, so annoying, and it crashed on him at the same time as well. But there was another time where we were about to play multiplayer, and it was the same day, so it was yesterday. And we were just sitting in the party waiting to go in to play, and then all of a sudden, it just crashed me out of the game, and I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And then other times, you would have a problem, I'm going to get off they've fixed a few things, but they need to fix, what happened yesterday was just a coincidence, I think, because that happens to every game almost, but where basically it would glitch your ranks and your friends, so it would only let you see a certain amount of your friends, so Nathan could find me on his friends list to invite me to a party to play, but I couldn't find him, and I had to close my application so many times and all like that. But other than that, I'll get into the good stuff now. I like the way they have score streaks now instead of kill streaks. So basically, you don't have to go on a 9 killer to get a UE. So basically, I put on the UE. I unlocked the UE kill streak, and I had it on. I didn't get it in my first game, but I got it in my second game. So I played 3 games with that kill streak, and I got it twice out of the 3 times I had it on. Because it's I'm actually not that bad. At the game, I went 34-8 or something like that in one of my games. I get a few bad games. Yesterday wasn't a good day at all. I was lagging. And I was doing absolutely terrible. Even in zombies, I was lagging. I was going down fucking shit. So, yeah. But it's a good game though. It really is a good game. I really recommend it. I think it's a really good game for what it is. And Nuketown is out tomorrow, and I can't wait. Nuketown is going to be out, and it looks so good. I saw the trailer, and that the Call of Duty put up on Instagram. It's good. It looks really good. So I hope they bring out 24/7 what they had in Black Ops 2, because that was good. That was really good, because everyone loves Nuketown, and I knew one way or another not that they were going to bring back Nuketown, but they were going to bring back something OG, whether that be Nuketown, which is or Hijacked, or even if they bring back, what's that map again in Black Ops 2? It's one of the good maps. Every map in that game was good. But I forget what it's called. But I can picture everything in it. It's where you have the pool and the tennis court and all, and then you have the cars and all going around it. I forget what it's called, but people who play, I forget what the map's called, some people who did play Black Ops 2 as well will probably know the map and the name. So yeah, but I hope they, like, or they bring back a map like that, or, well, they brought back Summit into Black Ops 2. Well, they did bring Hijacked into Black Ops 3, actually, now that I think about it. But it was like a fucking, it was like, it was in the air and all, it wasn't that good. I didn't like it. I didn't really like it. And for DLC, for zombies, I think they should bring back Newtown Zombies. Honestly, I think they should. And the way they had it in Black Ops 2, just leave it like that. If they just didn't fucking, if they don't, like, even redecorate it, don't do anything to it. Just update the, up the graphics, obviously. But other than that, just fucking leave it the way it is. Because Nuketown Zombies, for me, was one of the best zombies maps that ever came out. Even though it was only a small zombies map, it was just so good the way you could move around the map and all like that, and how, like, fucked up Nuketown looked and all. It was just so fun. It was actually like what happens when the nuke actually hits at the end of a game, when it actually hits the fucking, the whole area. It's like playing like that. But, it's good. It is. The zombies, I haven't played the campaign yet. I haven't touched that yet. I should play. I didn't touch Warzone yet, because apparently you need to, you have to have Modern Warfare downloaded to play that. So, yeah. But, zombies is solid. Multiplayer is solid. And Nathan has played a bit of the campaign. He said it's solid. So, yeah, it's definitely a good purchase for me. I don't regret buying it. And if you're a Call of Duty fan and a Black Ops fan and even a game fan, you probably won't regret it either, because it's a good game. It's a solid game. It is. It's solid. But yeah, it is. It's a very solid game. And next, I was gonna talk about the PS5. I don't have the PS5, so I'm not gonna speak too much on that, and I haven't watched anything on it. But for me, like, basically what was happening, man, the day it came out, my brother was up at 7 o'clock in the morning or something like that, literally all day, like from 7 in the morning, and then I came back at lunchtime, and that, which was like 12:45, and he was still on the computer trying to find one, and he couldn't get one anywhere. But he had the money in offer it, but he just couldn't find it anywhere. And then you have like pricks as well that would just raffle off about 10 of them or something like that. Like, there's actual genuine people who want to play it. Like, a mate I have as a Kieran, he was literally snapping because he fucking couldn't find anywhere for it. He was checking everywhere for one as well, and he couldn't get one. He was getting so pissed off because they were just raffling them off like nothing. And that Spider-Man game, like, I have the Spider-Man that he brought on the PS4, and to be honest, it might be good for, so, like, what I will give it is the graphics and the web swinging and all in it is deadly, but, like, for me, I just didn't really enjoy it. Now, I got a fair bit into the campaign. I think, like, for me anyway, I got like 25-30% into the campaign, and it was good for what I played, but I just got bored of it. But, like, I know there's people out there that really love them type of games, but the new Spider-Man game, like, there's people who have paid €100 for that game, which is going to be, next year, I guarantee it, it's going to be resold for €30 to €40. Like, honestly, because next year, everyone will have the next-gen console. So, like, that game's going to drop, like, nothing. So, if you think about it, though, it's really, like, I would never pay €100 for a Spider-Man game, because there's no multiplayer in it or anything like that. Like, you can't really do anything. If there was multiplayer in it, and it was the point where you could go around and you could make your own Spider-Man, like, you could make, like, everything up about him, then, yeah, maybe if they gave you a load of, like, shift or, like, points that you could upgrade him and stuff like that, and you could go around and you could batter other people and all in that, like, as Spider-Man, like, or else, like, kind of like, I sound like GTA in a way, but, like, you could go around and you could just, like, fucking, like, kill other Spider-Man or fight them or something like that. But, like, €100 for just a campaign and then a lot of side missions, like, it's not really, it's, for me, it's just not worth it. I want a game. If I'm going to pay €100 for a game, I want to get the fullest out of it. I don't want just the campaign out of it, because I'm not going to pay €100 for better suits or something like that. €100 for better suits and better upgrades for that I can only use once. And then the only time I can ever use them properly again is if I replay the story mode. Which is, I don't really start story modes ever again when I finish one, unless I really like it. Like I did with Modern Warfare 2, plenty of times. Or Black Ops 1. I never played the Black Ops 2 one. I never played the Black Ops 2 campaign, but I did play Black Ops 2 a lot. I did. I played the multiplayer. Like, oh, I remember PS3 days, man. PS3 days when you used to just stay up until like 3 and 4 in the morning, and you just used to chill out and just play Black Ops 2. Times were way better back then. I wish I could go back to them times. Oh, there were some times, me. Sorry, I'm reminiscing, but I don't care, because it's my podcast. Yeah, sorry, that sounds a bit cheeky. But, yeah, like, I did enjoy it, but, like, I did enjoy playing that Spider-Man game, but I did jump off a little bit off topic. But, the one that came out on the PS4 for a bit, I did enjoy it. But the PS5 in general, it looks sick. It does, it looks fucking sick. But I'm not, like, really in a fuss to get it, so I don't mind waiting until Christmas or even after Christmas, because I didn't even say I wanted it for Christmas, because I'm not too big fussed on getting it, and like I have two other brothers and I have a sister and all, so I don't want €500 dropped on a PlayStation like that. I can wait, or else I can pay for myself, like in a month or two later, because my birthday is 2 months later. But like, so basically, like I'm really just at like I'm not really asking for that much anyway, because like Christmas for me is just like, I don't really care about it anymore, because like I'm just getting like clothes and shit like that, and maybe a bit of money and some pops or something like that, because I really like my pops, and I really kind of need to update my pops. I haven't got pops since the lockdown. I got like I got five new pops, and they are, I shall show you them now. I got Future Trunks, he's a Dragon Ball Z. I got Daniel Cormier to complete the John Jones set. I got Khabib. I got, it's another anime one. I can't really see him from here. 1 second. I got Roland, he's an anime character. And I got Kevin of Ghostbusters. But other than that, I haven't got any other pops. Well, I didn't really update you on my pop figures, actually. I got, I don't know if I told you all this, but I got one NFL player, I got the new Predator that came out, I got Happy Gilmore, Marilyn Manson, I think that's it then, like, I think that's it, that I got. Oh, I have Beetlejuice as well, I bought Beetlejuice, I have all the Purge, I have Winnie from Hocus Pocus, I have George Washington, I have the Grinch. My little nephew wants to give me his, the baby Grinch one that he got, because he doesn't really collect pops that much. So he said he would give me that one, but I told him he could just keep it, because I don't really mind the Grinch. Like, I just got the Grinch because he was a fiver. He was on sale. Him and George Washington were on sale for a fiver, so I bought him. And Marilyn Manson was a fiver as well, and he was the last one there. I got Marilyn Manson too, because he's an iconic artist. And then I did get I got one pop that actually took out my most valued pop was for ages, like, ever since I started, Pops was Pennywise with the teeth, like, his teeth coming out, and that was, like, €15, but that's after dropping down to 10 now, but I don't, it was another Dragon Ball Z one. 1 second. All the way up here, I'm popping nearly my roof. Piccolo was, he was actually, I only paid, like, 15 for him, but when I went onto the Funko app, he was, like, €25. Maybe it's because he's, like, he's only a special edition one, but yeah, and then I completed the whole It set as well. I got, you can't see it, obviously, but, I have, like, just on one shelf, just It characters. I have It when he has, like, the makeup kind of scrolling down all of his face. Then I have the teeth one that was, like, the most expensive at the start. Then I have the Pennywise with balloon. Then I have the Pennywise with the suit and the clock coming out of his pocket. And then I have the shopkeeper, which was played by Stephen King. They're all the ones I have, but there's one set there that I did complete, which was the shopkeeper, the suit it, and then the Pennywise with the makeup gone down his face was part of the set, the Stephen King one, the shopkeeper was part of the set, and then the suit one was part of the set, so, and then the teeth one and the balloon one are just single ones, I think. No, the teeth one is a single one, but the one with the balloon has a set. The skateboard, and then he has the skateboard, and then he has, I think it's either the beaver hat, or it is the, not the beaver hat, but, you know, it's either the beaver hat, or the skateboard one, or the knife one. One or the other. Yeah. So that's my pops, like up-to-date ones. The rest of them there are all from back in, like, June. That's next I want to talk about the NFL. So we're doing well. The Chiefs won last night. We only won, I think, by 2 points or something like that. I think it was 2 points or something. It was a close game because we did lose against the Raiders last time. So it was a close game, to say the very least. But and the Steelers are still undefeated, even though they came in a very close game against the Cowboys. The defense is unbelievable. I can't take that away. The defense on the Steelers is unbelievable. Joe Burrow is injured, but he's a great quarterback. Like, if I'm playing for the Bengals, like, he really is. He's a great quarterback, and he's having a great year for a rookie. My bets, obviously, is my team going to, we're going to make the playoffs, but I don't know. But something tells me as well, though, that, like, every time we get to the playoffs, though, I don't care, like, I think this is everybody who likes the NFL, they just shit. Like, every time the game is on, I do shit myself, because, like, it's actually probably, like, it's actually, like, so, like, just, you can't even think of the word, you shit yourself, like, you literally shit yourself. Like, if you're a big NFL fan, and your team is particularly there, you will shit yourself. It's good to see Antonio Brown back as well. Antonio Brown is back in the league, playing for the Bucs with Brady. There's so many injuries, though, that's happened, like, Odell is out, Dak is gone. The Dolphins are on fire as well. The Dolphins are on fire. They're doing unbelievable. The Texans as well. The DeAndre Hopkins catch was unbelievable. He caught that with between three or four men. Like, DeAndre Hopkins is why he's my favorite wide receiver. DeAndre is just absolutely mad. I don't care what anybody says. He's the best in the league, for me anyway. Like, in the AFC East, it's the Bills, and then we have obviously the Dolphins, and then underneath them is the Patriots, and then Jesus Christ, the Jets. They're 10-0, man. They're 10-0. The Steelers, they're 0-10. Sorry, 0-10. Steelers gone perfect, 10-0, and then we have the Browns are 7-3. The Ravens is 6-4. And then the Bengals are 2-6-1, I think. The Colts are 7-2, something like that. The Jags are fucking 1-9 or something like that. 1-10, maybe. No, 1-9, I think. The Chiefs, we're 9-1. The Raiders, who we beat last night, are 6-4, I think. And then the Broncos are 3 or 4, and then 6 losses. And then the Chargers are fucking dead last in the AFC West, I think, with 7 losses and like 3 wins or something. So, like, it's fucking mad, like. But the amount of injuries this year has been mad. Yeah, we won 35-31, we did. Just looking up there. And then on Tuesday, we had the Rams and the Bucks, like. But then the Seahawks won against the Cardinals as well. So, yeah, that was mad.